An initiative before voters in Seattle this November would put a panic button in every hotel worker's hand. It's one of a series of protections for hotel workers in close contact with guests. As KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports, the initiative highlights the struggle for better working conditions.
The people who clean hotel rooms in Seattle are mostly women, and many of them are immigrants learning English, making them a group with a voice that can be hard to hear.
Mi nombre es María Estrada.
María Estrada works at the Hilton, one of the few union hotels in the city. Estrada likes the panic button to summon help in a threatening situation, but she's even more interested in the provisions that help injured workers.
About a year and a half ago, I got a foot injury.
This is Estrada speaking through a translator.
I also required to have some surgery on my foot, and I was off from work for 12 months.
12 months?
Yes. See.
How did that work? How did you pay for everything?
Thank you for asking me that question, because now I feel like if my own managers would have asked that question to themselves, there would have been more understanding.
Most of the hotel workers surveyed by initiative backer Puget Sound Sage said that they had been injured while working. Many of them said their work caused daily pain. Initiative 124 attempts to limit this workload by holding a worker's daily room cleanings to 5,000 square feet, or have them paid time and a half if they do more. The hotels say they can see where this is going.
Despite the headline that it is about protecting workers, that's not really what this is about at all.
This is Jenny Oxford, president of the Seattle Hotel Association.
I think there is a movement in the city where the union is fighting to gain membership. What they're trying to do is make it really difficult for hotel owners to operate in the city and make it easier for them to operate if they organize.
That's because most of the proposed legislation doesn't apply if workers in hotels sign a collective agreement instead. Unite Here Local 8, which represents hotel workers, backs the initiative. Abby Lawler speaks for the union.
You know, we've seen the complete gutting of unions in this country, particularly in the private sector.
And along with them, worker protections have slipped. She says the initiative will
put those standards back in place, but still give workers the opportunity where they have a union and they have those protections to negotiate.
The hotels say they already have ways to protect workers and limit their workloads. Jenny Oxford of the Hotel Association also says it doesn't work to limit hotel room cleanings by square footage.
You can have someone cleaning 5,000 square feet and every room has two beds.
Instead of only one.
That's twice as much work.
For many hotel workers, this initiative is really about protecting themselves from injury and overwork. Yan Ding works for the Hilton.
I never thinking about housekeeping, how hard it is, until I taking this job.
And remember María Estrada, who got injured on the job?
We need a lot of support, because first of all, it's a really, really hard job.
Gracias.
Gracias a ti. Fue un gusto conocerte.
In downtown Seattle, I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.